question was asked. We rule that the sukkah we sit in corresponds to the Ananei Kavod. It's to remember how Hashem took us through the desert with these miraculous, honorable clouds. How does that work? How is the sukkah reminding us that? When we leave our home and we live in a sukkah, what we're doing is, Tzei medirat keva, Hashem is telling us, leave your house of permanence and go live in dirat arai. Go live in a sukkah, in a hut that's completely temporary. When we do that, we're reminding ourselves that our real protection in life is not the security we feel inside our four walls of the home. When man enters his home, there's a certain security he wants to feel. You want to have a good lock on your door. You want to be able to sit down privately in your home. You want to have curtains. You close them. You're at home. It's my castle. And it doesn't matter if it's 100 feet or 10 square feet. This is my space. And in one's own home, one feels comfortable doing all kinds of things because he's the boss. But wait a second. When you're at home, you're still in God's world. You're still not on your own turf. There's still a boss. Leave that. It's still my home. Says the Torah, don't leave that. Remember you're still in his world. Take a week of your life and leave your home.
Now we don't mention clouds in any part of the building of the sukkah.
So we do. Every time we come to sit down in the sukkah, and we make a bracha, Shekshan Tzotzivan L'shev Basukkah, we're supposed to have that intent. I have the mitzvah to sit in the sukkah to remember the Ananei Kavod. And in my house, I tell my children that every time. We're sitting here to remember the fact that Hashem put us in clouds. So even when I'm not in clouds and I'm in my own home, I'm supposed to be reminded, I am in clouds. I'm still under His protection. It's still Him that's giving me this blessing. I'm being reminded of that blessing. Now, you asked, is this connected to the idea of rain, of shaking the four species on Sukkot, where it seems that rain is a central theme? Well, the idea of a home is really the idea of Israel. We have three holidays, says the Ibn Yichya, a commentary from 700 years ago on the Tanakh. Pesach is leaving Egypt. It's one relationship. Hashem is guiding us. He's walking in front of us with a pillar of cloud and fire. Shavuot is second level in our relationship. It's the Torah. Hashem is above us. We're standing at the foot of the mountaintop and Hashem is appearing from above. Sukkot, Hashem is in our midst. It's either the Mishkan or the land of Israel. Whatever it is, it's an idea of a consummation of the marriage. It's a completion. It's a wholeness. He's within us. We're one. And that's the idea of us entering the land of Israel, us having a permanent temple in our midst, us being in the land of Israel. So the rain, the flourishment of the land of Israel it goes hand in hand with the idea of sitting in a sukkah. I sit in a sukkah to remind myself, don't take it for granted that you have a house in the land of Israel. It's Hashem's clouds that allow you to succeed here. By the same token, I pray for rain, which is the source of my ability to succeed here.